This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Think about the last time you walked by a construction site, all right? Do you see many tradeswomen there, female carpenters or electricians or plumbers? Yeah, it's a trick question because there just aren't many of them. The construction gender gap has been around for decades, even though those jobs can pay up to $50 an hour and don't require a college degree. So now there is a big push to get more women interested in the construction trades. From Youth Radio, Casey Saturn reports.
Construction is booming, but women are hardly in the picture. Only 2.6% of the field. So what's a quick way to gather some girl recruits? Hold a career fair. This is the Women Can Build Career Fair in Hayward, California. Here, even as a reporter, people were trying to recruit me. And I did get my hands dirty at Bob Noto's booth, working with plaster.
Am I doing this right?
Yeah, just maybe put a little more pressure.
Okay, this isn't, it's like painting. I've never done this before.
Standing there with a trowel in my hand, I have to admit, I had fun. So did Jocelyn Cruz.
I just cut a piece of steel with fire and oxygen.
Cruz is 17 years old. She's here at the fair with a bunch of her classmates from Mount Diablo High School. Savannah Isasi is one of them.
My dad does plumbing, and he's like always telling me about his job.
So if she gets into the trade, she knows what to expect. I asked her what she thinks the biggest challenge might be, based on what she hears from her dad.
Probably men would be the biggest obstacle because they're, you know, they're stronger and they get more opportunities in these type of jobs than women do.
Another issue is sexual harassment, something the Department of Labor says 88% of women in the field experience at some point. Just ask Angela Molina, who I found at the sheet metal booth. She's been a sheet metal worker for 30 years and something of a pioneer.
I had to endure a lot. Back then, women aren't typically seen on a job site. So it's like, what do I do about this? I had no one to talk to. I really didn't have any example to follow. So I just kept it in.
Molina says the field is better than it used to be, but it's still not great. That didn't stop Natasha Pineda from diving in. She went from a job in retail to working in building maintenance. And she found herself making way more money.
I was making over 80 grand a year. We were like, wait, I'm not even finished with my apprenticeship yet. It's definitely a lucrative field.
Pineda will graduate from her apprenticeship next year and be fully certified. So yeah, she's making 80 grand while she's still taking classes. And she graduates with no debt. To 16-year-old Savannah Isasi, that's one reason to consider going into construction, despite the obvious challenges.
There's not really a lot of opportunities for women to be able to do all of these types of jobs that are really great for our community.
So after a few hours testing out different construction tools, Isasi and the other teen girls left the fair with one more job possibility in mind. In Hayward, California, I'm Casey Saturn for Marketplace.
Casey's story was produced for us by Youth Radio.